As of January 1st, there has been over 50 reports of fraud in Northumberland. And I can definitely tell you that the frauds and scams, the top ones reported in 2024 through the Canada Anti-Fraud Centre, are the same. We have identity fraud. We have fraud where checks are being provided for vehicles or goods online, and those checks are turned out to be false. We have businesses with their accounts being hacked and emails being sent out to clients. Investment scams in Bitcoin. We have grandparent scams, romance scams, CRA fraud. People are being contacted and advised that they are due a refund or that they owe money and that they must provide bank details in order to settle the account. Phishing scams, people are getting messages on their computer advising that their computer has been hacked and to go or click on a link in order to be directed to a virus company that are able to assist you with your problem. However, they are there to what's called implant data into your computer and expose your details, whether it be for your own identity, your bank account details or otherwise. Phishing scams, and most recently here in Northumberland, we've had a couple of occurrences of it, is the gold and jewellery scam. Motorists are being flagged down at the side of the road. The good-willing motorist stops because they don't want to see another person in distress for finding out that the scammer wishes to provide gold for a cheap amount because they are in distress, they have had their wallet stolen, they don't have any money for fuel. Folks, that gold is fake. If you are going through this scam, be careful, do not engage with them and phone the police.